This is Ashna Ali reading Social Distance Theory for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Social Distance Theory. On an assemblage of screens on another firework evening, Ruthie Gilmore reminds us that abolition is not recitation. Abolition is not recitation of catastrophe. Abolition is not recitation of catastrophe or culture of complaint. She describes the day, organized abandonment as condition of neoliberal austerity, organized abandonment as made manifest in organized violence. We gather around the Zoom room to discuss, remind ourselves to be reminded of the organization of the familiar familial. Remind ourselves to be reminded of subtexts of care that feed on the fiction of scarcity. The closed circuit that makes of itself protection, the conditions for micro-contracts to be kept. We gather around the Zoom room to discuss. We discuss living the thinking as the only cure for failure of the imagination. This looks something like not being afraid. There are sirens in the back of more than three unmuted microphones. Someone asks who has felt cared for lately, and no one raises their tiny digital hand. Everyone can find the moment, the total loss of belief in one's own real, a frequent symptom of the first break into traumatic normal. It is not only the infected national collective, but the connection between loss of real and loss of God and loss of words. Someone says, we are born creative creatures whose first and only desire is love. If we were free, I would not overwork. I would keep more love, save it up for where it can cast most light rather than burn it out quickly, leaving me digging at the wick every morning. I'd tear more open with my teeth. I would keep my knees slightly bent, ready to slam into anything that smells good enough to smother with kisses. I would glisten my pelt with rain and finger tangle its warmth from sun basking. I would dig for ancestors. I would swim into low dark to commune with the eldest light makers, entrust them with my treasures. In loving and feeling others as I was not, I can be free and contagious. Together, each time failing again, better and better, even as they tell us that we do not exist. Even as they tell us that we are so laughable that we are deluded. That they're the ones who know what we really are, who pin price tags to our skin. I feel proud and strong as much as faint, skittish. For all this talk, in the pit of my stomach alongside love sits the naked evidence. Our destruction does not require imagination. So many dead, broken, transformed into something that looks like its master. A tradition. But we are capable of our own ritual affirmation. Ruthie reminds us, abolition is presence. I'm talking about being here in the full flesh of your body in all of its brokenness and beautiful mess. We gather around the Zoom room to discuss.